congratulations on an absolutely fantastic win. It must be a great feeling in the dressing room.
It is, yeah. There's lots of smiles in the rooms at the moment. It's been an incredible turnaround, I guess, from 370 for three on day one. The game was quickly getting away from us, but the way we fought back in the last part of the game and then to set up a possible chase and then to bat really well today is a really good feeling.
Did you always believe that if you batted for the entire day today that at the end of it you would have enough runs?
Yeah, that was the message this morning. We felt that if we batted the 96 overs today, we'd be there and thereabouts. You look at the scoring rate over the course of the game and it's been around about four and over.
Yeah.
So we just felt that we had to set it up in the first two sessions to give ourselves a chance in that to that sort of last hour, I guess. But the boys, James Franklin, came out and he was cool as a cucumber for most of the day, and he timed it perfectly there at the end.
Yeah, he played a really important sort of supporting role to you while you were playing that fantastic century, and it seemed to flatten out a bit after lunch with the older ball. Was that the way it was?
Yeah, I think the wicket's been, it's been a good wicket the whole game, to be honest. Maybe Somerset got a few too many in their first innings. I don't think we put the ball in the right areas, particularly first session. But, it was a pretty good wicket after that. So we always felt that if you got yourself in and could get two guys in for a partnership, that that would be our best chance. And I thought James Franklin batted beautifully.
And for you personally, it was playing really nicely. It seemed to be carrying on your form from the winter, really.
Yeah, I just wanted to get in again, and if you get in, make sure I scored a big score. And I guess having James at the other end and being able to build that partnership was really, really important. And I would have been nice to be there at the end. Unfortunately, wasn't to be, but just wrapped with the win.
And just a word about Nick Gubbins. Played a really important role in both innings, didn't he?
Batted beautifully, yeah. I haven't seen a lot of Gubbo, but I really like what I see at the moment. So batted superbly well. Some of those pull shots that he played were outstanding. So he's got a bright future.
And James Harris taking five on a superb catch. Played a really important contribution too.
Yep, eight for the game, I think, on a pretty good batting wicket towards the end there. And obviously I thought all of our bowlers, with Tim Murdoch going down yesterday, to be reduced to sort of a three-man attack, to be able to take 10 wickets yesterday and give us that opportunity to chase them down today was a huge effort by all our bowlers.
So that gives you great confidence going into the Durham match next week?
It does, yeah. They've started the season well. They've been going really well. But to fight out a really good draw against Notts and then to take the points, hopefully we can start a bit better rather than having to scrap our way on the last day. But the boys will take a lot of confidence out of today.